From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Steve Ryman, and we've got a show for you. Remember, Casting Crowns are going to be out at the Rio Rancho Event Center this Friday night, and we're going to catch up with Mark Hall in the second half of the show, so make sure you stay with us for that. I want to do something today to connect with our listeners. Abby, I think what we'll do is the first caller who has a question or joins in the conversation with our guest today, we will pass along to them a gift. I'm not going to say what it is, but we'll have a gift for them. What do you think about that?
I like it. I mean, incentive, right?
Yeah. Although you're welcome to text 505-585-LIVE, which is 505-585-5483, we're going to take the live caller to pass along the gift to today. I don't know. I'd say we bake them cookies or something, but we weren't really prepared for that. I kind of threw this at us. How about a book or a pen? And when I say a pen, it's a fancy new KLYT pen. Did you get yours, Abby?
They are cool pens, people. I am not going to lie. The highlighter is so useful.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about it. When you're writing notes in your Bible or something and you want to highlight something, it's perfect. It's a pen and a highlighter.
And a stylus.
And a stylus.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. And, you know, you can use it like a drumstick if you want.
It's so versatile.
So we'll leave the phone lines open at 505-338-5790. And if you're listening, you're probably, well, I'm not just going to call for the gift. I want to know who your guest is before I call so I know what to ask. And, well, a lot of our listeners are very familiar with our guest. John Jones is in studio from LifeQuest USA. And or LifeQuest. Yeah. And that is the site, though, correct?
LifeQuestUSA.org. Exactly.
All right. And John, what is your official title there besides the tallest guy in the room?
Oh, my. My official title is President CEO.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound impressive?
Well, you know, I haven't reached that level yet. And probably never will, but that's okay. That's okay. Congratulations to you for attaining the title.
Well,
because I know it came with probably a lot of sweat, maybe a little blood, and surely some tears.
April 1st will be my 10-year anniversary with LifeQuest and here in New Mexico, and it's been an interesting journey. And I've ministered all over the country to young people, and I say all the time, and I say it with great confidence, that New Mexico is the toughest place in the country to grow up as a young person. And
yeah.
I'm very comfortable with that statement.
Yeah. Well, and let me throw this out to those that are thinking about calling today. Maybe someone that needs some insight into how to, I hesitate to say deal with. How about better love a troubled child that is part of their life? Maybe they need some insight into a specific situation. I'm gonna kind of put you on the spot.
Okay.
Cause I kind of doubt you're gonna get stumped.
I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
It's the great thing about young people is once the relationship is formed, they'll get honest, and that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. The rules and sharing without relationship, is difficult.
Oh, almost impossible, because they've learned to become that chameleon, to become what they think they need to be in each various circumstance. But the truth is, and we talked about this last night at our 414, the continuing journey meeting, which any kid who's been through our 413 program can then become a part of 414. And everybody knows Philippians 4:13, right? I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, but nobody knows 4:14. But Paul's writing to the church of Philippi, and he says, but it was kind of you to share in my troubles. Isn't that exactly what we're doing with young people as we walk with them? We want to share in their troubles, and we happen to know the place they can find the answers to those troubles.
And the place all of us can find the answers to all of our troubles. That's one of the things I appreciate about so many of the class. I've mentioned it before. KLYT is on the campus at Calvary Church, and a lot of the different classes they have here. Essentially, it's the same class, but they're kind of geared toward a certain issue people may be having in life.
Mm-hmm.
But the answers are all found in the same place, and that does make it a little simple. I know problems aren't simple.
No, but especially not when you're in the middle of them.
Yeah. Now, for those that are tuned in, and we've mentioned LifeQuest, and obviously an outreach to troubled kids, but kids in general.
Well, our mission and vision talk about incarcerated and at-risk youth. But I'm very comfortable in making this statement. I don't believe there's a youth in New Mexico and maybe in the United States today that is not at risk. I don't care how solid they are, how solid their home is, the world they're growing up in, the social media impact. I mean, my goodness, there are so many negative possibilities out there for young people today.
Yeah. So, primarily, what is LifeQuest doing here in New Mexico?
Well, when I moved here, we were specifically a ministry to incarcerated youth. We worked with kids in juvenile facilities.
And that changed a lot soon after you got here, right? I mean, it seemed like they emptied out a lot of the places where kids were being incarcerated.
There were 600 kids in state custody when I first moved here. Today, there's less than 100. In fact, they just recently closed down one of the largest juvenile facilities. There used to be 9 county juvenile facilities. There's now 4. So the reality is we're not locking as many kids up today, which is great if you have a wonderful alternative to it.
Right.
But that's why we made a shift a couple years ago. We're still doing what we do in the juvenile facilities, and in there we do Bible studies. We do character development courses. We've done college and career. We do a 3-day seminar called Ready for Life. But everything we do is in the hope of building that one-on-one mentoring relationship with a young man or young woman that's going to survive the institution. That relationship continues on. We very much believe in life-on-life ministry. We believe in life-on-life relationship with kids. And whenever a prospective volunteer says, are you looking for a year commitment, 2-year commitment? And I said, I hope it becomes a lifetime commitment, because of the relationship you've built with this young man or young woman. So, and I've got a number of young people that I've been working with for 7-8 years now. I'd love to tell you those are all successful, but some got to continue to go down a little rougher road than they've already been down.
It seems to me all you can do is love them. And when I say that, and those that are around me any length of time, they hear me say this often, I mean wanting the best for them.
Absolutely.
And sharing the truth with them. As far as what they decide to do with that, regardless of who we're talking to, we really can't be the Holy Spirit in someone's life. It's the Spirit who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. So it's a tough road to walk down, reaching out to at-risk or troubled kids you're hoping they'll make decisions, the decision for Christ.
Well, and that's ultimately everything we do, every program, anything that's happening. Number one, we hope on the one-on-one mentoring relationship, but most importantly, we're going to share the gospel with that young person. And obviously, once again, you can't make anyone come to Christ. You can't make anyone make that decision. But to constantly reinforce that in their lives, that is the hope, that especially in the world we're living in today,
Let me throw this back out to the listener. We started the show by opening up the phone lines and telling them we had a gift for them. Part of the reason we're trying to stimulate the calls is this is the listener's show. And in years past, we had listeners engage, regularly on the phone. And we want to make sure we're covering areas that maybe you're dealing with in your life. We bring in all kinds of organizations and experts to answer questions, and here they are. If you've got a question about a relationship, maybe with a troubled or at-risk youth, or, you know, it'd be great, John, to hear a great testimony of encouragement, where someone has invested time, their life, in a young person. I'd love to hear that too. The phone number is 338-5790. 505-338-5790, and we'll have a gift for you, and that gift is that you get to talk to John Jones from LifeQuest. Here he is. John and I actually we haven't really hung out that much, John, but we've got a connection that I don't know if we've ever talked about on the air, and I'm going to make it brief. But John and I both spent some time in the Chicago area. When he walked up today, I said, we should have gone for an Italian beef sandwich.
Absolutely.
And for those from the area, you know what I'm talking about with the pickle relish.
Absolutely.
Or not the pepper relish. Yeah.
Portillo's.
Yeah, we still need to find a place here locally that would give us that feeling. But anyway, I digress. I do want to talk. You mentioned a program some of our listeners may not be that familiar with, the 413 class. You mentioned the two verses, but go into more depth about the 413 class and the goal of going through it.
Sure.
And what you hope to see happen.
413 is based on Philippians 4:13. It's called the 413 journey. And we came up with the word journey because we're all on this journey together, right? Some of us are a little further down the road than others, but we're all on the same journey. And I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Well, in a culture, in a world where I think the last number I saw was the average youth spends 8 to 12 hours a day in front of a screen, whether it's television, computer, cell phone, whatever that might be. What we do 12 weeks of classes where we teach biblical principles, life principles. We talk about faith and integrity and compassion and forgiveness and love, and we teach those and talk about those each week. But then every other week we do an outdoor adventure. We do rock climbing and rappelling and hiking, and this week we're all going up to Glorieta where they'll zip line and they'll do the Via Ferrato, climbing across the face of rocks. But it's challenging young people to do things they probably never done before and thought they couldn't do. And the capstone event for any young person that completes the 413 journey is a Grand Canyon hike. In fact, we had 14 people do the full 17-mile hike to the bottom and back up. And this trip, which we're doing the end of October, the Grand Canyon hike, we've got a young man who wants to be baptized, so we're going to baptize him in the Colorado River.
Oh, wow.
So that should be exciting.
Is that down and up in a day, or you camp at the bottom and
hike out
there?
Oh, no, it's down and up in a day.
Okay.
Yeah. We offer differing hikes, all depending on their ability level. We offer a 3-mile, a 6-mile, and then the 17-mile. But it's a wonderful experience for young people. And if anybody's ever been to the Grand Canyon, they'll understand what I'm talking about. I don't know if there is such a thing as a spiritual place, but if there is, it's the Grand Canyon.
Well, he did a little carving.
A little
carving.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll leave the phone lines open. We'd love to hear from you. 505-338-5790. Maybe your experience with an at-risk youth, or maybe your encouragement for someone who's dealing with an at-risk youth. We'd love to hear from you at 505-338-5790. And we'll come back with more from John Jones and LifeQuest on ABQ Connect right after this.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist and author with the Institute for Creation Research.
Dr. Morris, are evolutionists still looking for the missing link?
Actually, Chris, missing links are everywhere in the fossil record. Now, evolutionists say that all animals came from a common ancestor. Yet these ancestors are missing, and the links between any two basic categories are missing. Missing links are still missing. Evolutionists used to admit that the missing links were a problem, but now they seem just to have stopped talking about them. They now propose the concept of punctuated equilibrium, which says that evolution went in spurts in the past. It went so fast that it left no transitional forms. I think the missing links will forever be missing because they never existed. God created each basic category as that category. They may have adapted to different conditions, but the basic categories got here separately. They were created back in Genesis.
For more on Genesis, visit us on the web at icr.org.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In 2014, Abu Fadi and his family anxiously passed through ISIS checkpoints. They were Christians fleeing their home in the embattled city of Mosul, Iraq. At each checkpoint, Abu was given two choices, become a Muslim or be killed. Each time, he was able to bribe the guards until he had no more money. An ISIS fighter forced Abu to his knees, wielded a sword, and demanded Abu renounce his faith, but Abu refused. At that moment, a black SUV drove up. An ISIS leader interrupted the soldier and miraculously let Abu go. Pray for those who sacrifice home and safety to faithfully follow Christ.
I would not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them suffer alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
I don't know about you, but I want to get mo. Get mo, if I say get mo. Get mo. What you're going to do under the principle of get mo is this. You're going to look for the greatest level of return based on time, money, and resources invested. Let me say it again. You're going to look for the greatest level of return based on time, money, and resources invested. In other words, we could still possibly make it better, but the additional cost isn't really worth the additional resources. We're looking for the sweet spot. When we find the sweet spot, we say Gitmo. Gitmo stands for good enough to move on. Boom! I want to Gitmo. Somebody say Gitmo.
That was Craig Groeschel with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast. You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700, or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
All right, well, welcome back in. Always want to say thank you, Ben Lucero. He's been supportive of the ministry here for a long time, and because of people like Ben, we're able to provide you the various programs and music and gifts like the ones we're ready to give away to the first caller with a comment or a question for our guest today, John Jones. If you're calling in at 505-338-5790, John is the president and CEO at LifeQuest here in New Mexico. And we were just talking about one of the trips that LifeQuest does with some of the kids going down into the Grand Canyon. John, the best, I've never done that one, never hiked down. And you said what, a 3 mile, a 7 mile, or a 3 mile, a 9 mile, and a 17 mile or something?
3, 6, and 17.
Right. 3, 6, and 17. Okay. So I'm wondering if the 3 is like a steeper.
No.
And 6 is,
it's
they
really
just find,
not.
They find different places to get down into the canyon and.
Everyone hikes down to the point where it's the halfway point for the 3 mile hike.
Uh-huh.
It's called Ooh-Ah Point.
Okay.
They say it's the greatest place to watch the sunrise at the Grand Canyon.
Oh.
Ooh-Ah, exactly.
So
we try to get down there
okay.
at time when the sun's going to be rising. So
nice.
Everybody can experience
I'm that guy.
It.
I'm the rainbow sunset sunrise
awesome.
Guy. Yeah. And like I said, he's an artist. He's carving there in the
He does good work, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. But I did hike down in one day in and out of Canyon de Chelly.
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever done that one?
Mm-mm.
Much easier. Much easier and beautiful. And, it's real near the Four Corners.
Okay.
In northern Arizona, near Chinle, Arizona.
Okay.
Anyway, we were talking earlier, John, about whether it's troubled or at youth or at risk youth or others that we're, privileged to be around and developing relationships and loving people and sharing the truth. And that's something you wanted to spend a little more time on.
Yeah, it's a huge part of our training with our volunteers is talking about love and truth and what that looks like. Love Warren Wiersbe's quote, he said, love without truth is just sweet sentimentality, but truth without love is cruel. Mm. And I'm afraid sometimes we do tend to beat people up with the truth. And so when we train our volunteers, it's love first, always love first. If that means nothing more than you just sit and chat and talk to build that relationship.
Well, listen.
Yeah. Exactly. That's part of our training also. I was told years ago God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Use them in proportion.
Exactly.
Yeah. I need to learn that still.
No, so do I.
I'd talk to a wall if it talked back. Ask Gabby.
But I think that and I believe this, that the love plows the fields of the hard heart so those seeds of truth can be planted. Because I think when the heart's hard, the truth has a tendency to just bounce off. So, but if they know they're loved, if they know you care for them, they're much more likely to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah, you know, I've often heard that from missionaries, and that's exactly what you're doing.
Right.
I specifically remember someone who was working in more northwest New Mexico, went to the school of ministry here, and we went out to assist them, and, you know, it was on the reservation, and so many people have gone out, they've gone and with good motives, but often, if we're not careful, we hurt those we're wanting to reach the most.
Absolutely.
And people have been burned so many times that they're and it's no exception when it comes to at-risk youth, troubled youth. Not that I don't want to make everyone out to be a victim either, but you know, you get burned enough times, you put up walls, and it's going to take a while to earn that trust that's needed. Maybe before someone will accept, you can share the truth.
I had a young man. I did for years a recovery group in one of the cottages at YDDC. And I had a young man that I met with individually also, as well as in this group. And he said, John, can I ask you a question? I'm like, sure. He said, we've been meeting for about 3 months now, and not once have you ever told me to stop doing drugs. And I'm like, yeah. He said, why not? Everybody else, that's what they're pounding in it. You need to stop. You need to stop. And I said, and do you listen to him? And he said, no, not really. I said, so why should I waste my breath telling you to stop? I said, you know it's not good for you. You know where it's taking you. I said, so what you need is to come to a decision,
right,
about what you want to do. Not what I think you should do, because that means nothing. Until you come to that decision, nothing's going to change. And man, the drug epidemic, and that's the right word for it, in New Mexico is mind-boggling right now, Steve. It's crazy. I mean, we've all seen the reports about fentanyl and things, but that's been, it's amazing to me that's really come to light in the last 6 months, because it's been going on for about 3 years now.
Yeah, and there's certainly enough here to kill all of Albuquerque several times over.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's an evil thing. But so's the rest of it. I mean, you know, it was heroin, then cocaine, then meth, then now fentanyl. There'll always be something new because it's, as long as it makes some money and as long as there's a need for people to feel different, it's always going to be an issue.
Yeah, well, some practical things people can be doing is praying.
Absolutely.
And whether it's LifeQuest or other groups that are doing work to change our community, we appreciate what LifeQuest is doing to do that. But with LifeQuest in mind today, you can be praying for the ministry. You know what, John, as I say that, let's give them specifics to be praying for.
Sure. I mean, number one, pray for our kids. Pray that God continues to open doors for access to young people. Funding, always an issue for us. We've got our largest fundraiser of the year, our own banquet, coming up in October.
Wait, now you glossed right over that. The unbanquet.
The unbanquet. Yeah. No, it was fascinating when the pandemic hit and we couldn't meet anyway. We thought, okay, the banquet was one of our major fundraisers. So what do we do? So we decided to do the unbanquet. And basically. Well,
this is going to be fun. What time does it start, John?
At 12:01 a.m. on October 1st.
Okay. Okay. And when's it over?
At 11:59 on October 31st.
Okay. So it's a month long.
It is a month
process
long.
Of the unbanquet.
The unbanquet. And all we say is, look, instead of having to get, you know, go buy a new dress, go buy a new suit, find a babysitter, sit at home, love on your kids, hang out with them. And
I like what you said off the air, eat bad chicken.
Well, how many pieces of rubber chicken can you eat? But we've had a number of people thank us, saying, you know, we get invited to so many of these things. Thank you that we understand your need. We understand why you're doing it. And we've actually, I mean, especially our net, because these things cost so much to put on. By the time you find a place to have it, cater it, et cetera, they're expensive to do.
Okay, now while we're on the topic of support, financial support, mm-hmm. specifically, how can someone connect with LifeQuest to provide that financial support?
Easiest way is go to our website, www.lifequestusa.org. There's a donate button on there. You can sign up to become a monthly donor. You can do a one-time gift. That's the easiest way. Or if you want to call our office, we'll be happy to chat with you at 505-341-9383.
And, you know, one of the other things, okay, we talked about prayer.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about financial support. One of the other things that I typically mention when supporting a nonprofit, a group like yours that's doing great work, is words of encouragement.
Absolutely.
Maybe a testimony, or, you know, let LifeQuest know what maybe you're aware that they've done to make a difference in someone's life, because those doing the work, whether on staff or volunteer, wow.
Well, and it's a rough ministry. It you know, in my time here, I think the number now is up to like 43 young people that have died that we've yeah. worked with over my time here. And as I said, it's tough to be a young person, especially when you're working with the population we work with. But example, our 413 journey class before last, we had 12 young people involved. 11 of them were coming from single-parent homes. And that's hard. That's hard for the parent, trying to do their best, trying to put food on the table, and also trying to raise their children. And so for us to be able to support those efforts, we're all about that. Whatever we can do, it's not just helping the young person. It's helping the mom, helping the dad, helping a distant relative, whatever that might look like. We're here to serve. That's what we do. And we're always needing new volunteers, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's with our 413 journey or whether it's going into a juvenile facility. And I have people tell me all the time, oh, I can't do that. It's like, you're right. I can't either. But God working through us can. It's an amazing thing that we see happen. You know, every church does their tithing time during the year.
Right.
And you hear all the time, and it always has to do with money for the most part. But you can't outgive God. And that's very true. But that doesn't just apply to money.
Right.
That applies to your time, too. I I'm amazed how many volunteers have told me over the years, wow, I didn't think I had time for this. I can't believe how much time I have for this now.
You know, and we'll wrap it up with that. However, on the time thing, I want to say this. How many times have we heard an investment of time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With investments typically come reward.
Absolutely.
Okay. And you'll see that, you know, it's when you raise your kids, invest in your kids and see that reward as they grow up. And you're talking about lifetime relationships with these kids.
We tell people all the time that, look, here's what we'll promise you if you volunteer here. You're going to get far more out of it than the kids you're working with will. Because you're going to hear yourself saying things that you need to remember,
yeah.
That you need to know. I mean, that's what happens when whenever I'm sharing scripture. It's like, wow, this is really good. I should try this sometime.
So those that are listening, John, and they're saying, okay, I didn't get the contact. Give it to me again. I want to give.
www.lifequestusa.org or just call our office at 505-341-9383.
All right, we've been visiting with John Jones, the president and CEO of LifeQuest here in Albuquerque. We hope that you'll take the time to contact them. At very least, let them know you're praying for what they're doing and words of encouragement. And if you can support them financially, that would absolutely be a blessing. How about volunteering? John mentioned all those ways, and he's given you the contact. So now it's your turn to act. Okay, so I did. John, thanks for coming in.
Oh, always my privilege to be here.
We'll have to do it again.
Absolutely.